Good morning, Gatchadisha Versailles. Pasig Yud Zion. Ha Ozevis Alufn Uveha, Ve Ezbris Elokeha Shochecha. Ha Ozevis Alufn Uveha. So Aluf means an officer, a ruler. Ha'ozevis aluf ne'uveha, hu neged isha zara, of the previous pasuk, of pasuk tes zayin, shetachas isha, instead, in lieu of her husband, tikach zarim. She turns to strangers. Ve'ozevis is baila, and she abandons her husband, shehu aluf ne'uveha, of her youth. Ve'ezbris alokeha shachecha, hu neged hanochriya, she'ozeves mina v'amo, u'misdabek ez ba'am acher. V'hainu neged hachemdo sherodef, ve'enu noch v'lo shaked yomam v'layla, ki gam b'layla lo shachev libo, v'chol yomav b'ka'as u'machovim. Maybe we'll just read through and then try to comment, Rabbi Elsai. Ve'ozevis is aluf ne'uveha shehi ha'torah, she'ein tzorach lonua tomid achaze, el adarabah, leishe b'mnucha u'bishalom v'hashked v'vetach. V'lachein k'siv aluf shehu ha'torah k'mo shekosuv a'alefcha chochma. A'aluf, again, one meaning of the shorish a'aluf is loshon sar u'moshel, but it also means to teach. So ha'ozevis aluf nu'reha is that one who is preoccupied with chemda, which, as the Gaon explained to us in the previous pasuk, chemda refers to those pursuits that we have which are not for physical pleasure, such as the pursuit of amassing wealth. So that involves wandering. It involves going forth, going out. Whereas if one would remain focused on Torah, so ein tzorach lonua tomer achaze. One doesn't need to be in constant motion. Ela adra b'leisha b'mnuchu b'shalom v'hashked v'vetach. What the Gaon here is depicting is not only it's on two levels what the Gaon is telling us. On one level, again, a person is seeking his fortune, so it's going to involve going out. And it's going to involve being displaced, and it's going to involve moving around, looking for opportunities to make more and more and more and amass wealth. Masha and Cain, it's true that if circumstances demand it, heavy goal of the Mokum Torah, but fundamentally, the Bakoshas Torah, Bakoshas Chochma, is if a person wants to be ma'aveh b'chachma, ma'aveh b'torah, is ma'aveh b'yeshiva. So just in terms of the mode of pursuit, Talmud Torah is that the mode of pursuit is one of leishev b'menucha b'shalom v'hashked v'vetach, as opposed to the quest to amass wealth is tzarech lanua tomer achazeh. But l'chore, the Gaon means it again. It was in yesterday's pasuk as well. The Gaon means it on another level as well, the Hainu, that what's represented by the fact that a person who's in search of a fortune needs to travel, needs to go about, is that he's looking for something which is really external and extrinsic, and as a result is not going to provide sipuk hanefesh. So memela, whatever he'll never find what he's looking for, because it's not going to give him ultimately the sipuk hanefesh. Masha and Cain, what's represented again on this level by Talmud Torah depicted as Leshe b'mnucho b'shalom, is that the person that isn't searching for something external, something extrinsic. No, what he's searching for is something which is a natural sense of fulfillment and provides sipuk hanefesh. And in that sense, he doesn't need to wander around in a futile search, because what he's going to discover is going to be is present internally.
Excuse me. Who neged hanochriya shehiya taiva sheyoshe bebeso veroel lemalos tavoso.
The depiction of taiva, we had it in yesterday's pasuk even more sharply, as being something alien. I mean, in yesterday's pasuk we saw the Gaon said ki ataivos einar ve'uyos levnei Yisrael klal. So there's a very profound idea here, which is that one can mistakenly underestimate what it means to be mechuyev in Taryag Mitzvahs. It means that B'nai Noach are obligated in Sheva Mitzvahs, and we have an additional 606. And what the Gaon is telling us is that, well, obviously that's true, but the Omek HaDavar is that we're supposed to live on a different level. And the fact that we have Taryag Mitzvahs is a reflection of the fact that we're supposed to be living not a Chayim Chomriyim, but a Chayim Ruchoniyim, which translates into Chayim Nitzchiyim. And that's what he means when he says, Ki hatayvos enin ruyos levnei Yisrael klal. Again, this is rereading the line from yesterday's pasuk. V'heim la'am nochri ha'shalom b'nei Yisrael heima, is that Taryag Mitzvahs are not just additional chiyuvim on the same level, but what it means is that to be metzuva in Taryag Mitzvahs is an invitation and a challenge to live on a different level, to live life on a different level, to live not a chayim chomrim, but a chayim ruchonim and nitzchim. Okay, Rabbi, have a good, productive morning. Be well, be safe. See you a little later, Rabbi Hashem. Lina.